Welcome to Folk in Tune, the podcast where youth connects through the vibrant threads of traditional music. Join us on the journey of exploring folk sounds from around the globe. Folk in Tune, a youth discussion. Hello, hello everyone. We're happy that you joined us again on our journey of discovering traditional songs all over the globe. It's your host Anastasia and my co-host Nancy. Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Anastasia. Thank you.
Perfect. So Nancy, tell us, which song did we end up bringing today?
So today, dear audience, we have for you a Lebanese folk song. It's called Yain Mulai Dain. And from what I heard, I really like it.
That's interesting. And should we talk about the meaning of the song? What is it about?
Oh, you brought up a very difficult question because it's actually not that sure. So what we do know is that the song is about a conversation by spring between two girls and a boy. But beyond that, it's a little unclear what the song is trying to say and what their conversation is actually about. What do you think?
Exactly. You're wondering if it's a vision, if it's a scandal, what are they thinking? There's so many questions, but it's for sure about love, I think. Let's listen to the song and then figure out.
All right.
So, it feels amazing, no? The song
is
captivating. It was possibly based on an Iraqi poem, But there's so many versions and editions of it. There's a lot of seniors who sang it, and there is no definite origin. We can just assume where it came from, which is super mysterious, I think.
Yeah, the origin is pretty mysterious, like most folk songs of the Near East region. However, I think the reason that we know this song today is because of a Lebanese singer from the 1960s. She made the most famous version of the song, the one that we just listened to. Do you know her name?
Oh, Samira Taufik.
Yes, Samira Taufik. Let's talk a little bit about her. So Samira, she was Lebanese, but what's very interesting about her is that she didn't achieve success in Lebanon, but in Jordan. So how did that happen? Well, Samira was performing in the era, which we mostly call as the golden age of modern Arabic music. And there were just a lot of classic singers and bigger stars than her, such as, well, the legendary Farouz and many others. So Samira was better received in Jordan. And she learned to speak the Jordanian dialect, sing in the Jordanian dialect instead. So it's a very interesting singer. But yes, she did achieve a lot of fame already, especially with this song, her version of this song.
Wow, that's captivating. Is there anything that this song makes you think of from your childhood, or how does it make you feel overall, Nancy?
For me, I think this song, it doesn't evoke any specific memory. It's more of a feeling of happiness. Like, you heard the song, right? The beat was very quick, and it was very joyous. It makes you just want to dance, I think.
Exactly. In my head, it's kind of like I right away think of being a kid. And once I went to a wedding of my cousin, and this feeling of being surrounded by these dresses, shimmer, gold jewelry, loud laughter of relatives that you only see on special occasions, this very special perfume and atmosphere, and especially now you can kind of think, oh, in Arabic culture it might be even more prominent. And this feeling of songs bringing people together, and how everyone was just like sitting on the benches, and then the moment the beat kicks in, everyone's right away on their feet, suddenly clapping and in the perfect rhythm and enjoying all of this. And that's the kind of memory I got from listening to this song, which is unspoken emotions, actually.
That's true, yeah. I think you're very right in this song evoking a memory of a wedding in Ukraine. Because, yeah, this song is actually used for... It's actually quite played often during weddings, and then people would dance dabke at those weddings. Wow. Do you know what the dabke is?
Actually, I would love you to share what it is.
Yeah, okay, so the dabke is a very popular Levantine folk dance, and it's danced at weddings and other happy occasions, like our memories just showed us. It makes that association energetic. It's a sort of line dance. So a lot of people, they would hold hands. They're led by someone at the end of the line called the Ras, who's basically the leader who leads the dance. And it's a very communal dance. They will hold their hands together and they will dance along, and they have a lot of footwork. They tap their feet a lot, and that's what makes this dance even more fast and just like that. So it's also a very good exercise if you're interested.
Yeah, and actually I noticed that they did clap and also tapped with their feet, and it's just very nice rhythm. So the interesting fact about this song is actually that there is a more Arabic versions, even North African version. The Turkish version of it is one of the most popular ones, and it's sang by Erkin Koray. And it has totally different lyrics and meaning, which makes it even more mysterious to dive in. And this singer actually sings about being frustrated because the love of his life is confused and cannot figure out whether she wants him or not.
Okay, then let's hear it. Turkish version of it, and I think I can hear that it is a bit more frustrated rather than happy like the Arabic version we just heard. So you're right, it is about frustration.
And which version did you like the most, Nancy?
Honestly, I think the Arabic version suits me better. Samira's voice and like the music, the napkin, everything, it makes me feel better, you know.
Yeah.
So
more cheerful.
What about you?
More.
Yes.
The energy of celebration, the energy of something we probably don't experience in day-to-day life, right? Which
That's true, yeah.
Which on the contrary, I think the story of Erkin Koray is a bit more relatable. So therefore, I honestly think that this song is, first of all, here to remind us that it is not possible to explain everything with words, but sometimes it's just worth feeling it. And dancing.
Mm-hmm. And dancing.
Always dancing. So, see you next time, guys. We hope you like the episode.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Folk in Tune, a youth discussion.